Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulus Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project Movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
Welcome to the John 330 podcast. He must increase, I must decrease, is a message John 330 invites us to live. Incorporating this into our everyday lives can be a challenge. What keeps your fire burning? We have many wonderful ways to stay close to our faith, whether it be the Mass, spiritual readings, prayer, adoration, or the rosary. This is Catholic Faith Life, and here's our host, Jason Nunez.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the John 330 podcast. This is your host, Jason Nunez, and welcome to episode number 61. I want to welcome a very special guest today. We have Mr. Taylor Schroll from Forte Catholic. How are you, Taylor?
I am doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Great. Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for coming on. Greatly appreciate it. Before we get going with this week's episode here, we're going to begin this episode the way we do with every episode, and that is in prayer. Now, we will go ahead and pray the litany of humility prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being, from the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being calumniated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it, that in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it, that others may be chosen and I set aside. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it, that others may be praised and I unnoticed. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it, that others may be preferred to others, to me in everything. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it, that others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alrighty, Taylor, if you can do me a favor and tell us all a little bit about yourself, please.
Taylor Stroll, I am the founder at Forte.com, F-O-R-T-E, Catholic. I travel the nation speaking, lead in worship, and then I, like you, I have a weekly podcast radio show that airs every week, also called Forte Catholic, where we're all about making Catholicism fun again. And we met on Instagram, and I'm so happy that you invited me to come on the show. Appreciate it.
Indeed, indeed. And I love that slogan so much, make Catholicism fun again. For those that don't know...
Yeah, I have the hat that yes. It makes... every time I wear the hat or anybody else does, it gives people... a little bit of pause. They'll see me and they'll walk by and they'll like look at me with scorn, and then they get closer at it and they laugh and chuckle, and sometimes they come talk to me about it. So that's kind of the point.
Awesome. That's kind of like a great icebreaker, a great kind of conversation starter right there, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm wearing the t-shirt of another friend of mine's podcast called Sinner Saint Sister, so it's obviously like geared towards women, but I've helped her get it started, and I'm a huge supporter of the show. She gave me a shirt, so I'm walking around town today with a shirt that says Sinner Saint Sister, and if that doesn't start a conversation, I don't know what will. I need to wear both at the same time. I just think I'm insane.
Awesome. Yes, you that'll be a walking conversation starter, a combination between the hat and the shirt right there. For those that are curious about the hat, they can actually purchase the hat as well if they go to your website. You do have a shop, and that actually is available for sale. Am I correct in saying that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man, absolutely. It's ForteCatholic.com, and there's a store there all the way to the right. It's pretty easy to find.
Wonderful, wonderful. So let's go and take a step back and look at the big picture here, Taylor. So you have a podcast called Forte Catholic. Kind of looking on here, I've as you mentioned, you're a speaker as well, and you also lead a worship. And so it kind of looks like, you know, you're very, very ingrained in our faith, to where it's not simply I go to Mass on Sunday. You know, it's every day. It's, you know, you're active on Instagram with your posts. You're posting something practically daily there. So your faith is a very big part of your life, which is fantastic to see. And I love it. It's something that's like, okay, that's kind of what I have as a picture for myself. And I'm sure with it constantly being in your life, some people may think that there's peaks and valleys, and that it may be hard to just constantly keep your faith at the forefront. So what I want to know, Taylor, is how do you, with this way to where it's in your daily life, day to day, Monday through Sunday, every day, not just on Sunday, how do you keep your fire burning for our Catholic faith?
It's a great question. I actually want to start by saying, like, it's actually kind of funny that you talk about the hills and valleys and stuff, because actually last night I was in the same studio recording this week's episode of my show, and I was talking about the terrible, terrible week that I have had.
Uh-huh.
And like absolutely in a valley, you know, and I was just really open about it, because for me it was kind of like the, you know, the... what do they say? The stick that broke the camel's back, or something like that.
Yeah, right? The straw.
I don't know why people are testing this out on camels. It's just an odd saying, but I think it fits the scenario fairly well. But like, I've been at this place where I have been frustrated, not only in my daily life, just with. I was involved in a hit and run and chase. Like, somebody hit me.
Whoa.
They ran. I think, but they said, because they didn't know that they hit me, I chased them down. And then began this whole ordeal, and the next day my fridge and freezer stopped working, so we didn't have like food in our house for 6 days until we fixed it.
Fun.
Literally 3 hours what I did right before I came into the studio today. And, like, that kind of stuff bleeds into spiritual life. And, like, my spiritual life has been pretty dry the last couple of weeks, couple of months. So it's like I've been asking the same question of myself, which is one of the big reasons that I wanted to come on and talk about it. And, look, long story short, kind of what I shared last night from on episode 94 is I looked at John chapter 6, you know, the whole bread of life discourse. And every time I've read that before, as I'm sure the way that you've read it and your listeners have read it and heard it, it's one of the most beautiful passages in the scriptures. It's all about, like, the Eucharist, essentially, right?
Right.
But I read it the day, like, the day after, or 2 days after all this frustrating stuff happened. And for the first time ever, I really identified with the frustration of the people who kept asking him questions and not understanding what was going on. And then ultimately there were two groups of people. There were the people that left, and there was Peter who stayed, right?
Right.
It's truly interesting because, like, I feel like I've been this group of people that Jesus was talking to in John 6 for the past couple of months, where we asked a question and Jesus didn't answer it. You know, like, it was just really funny. Like, people ask Jesus where he was, and he goes and he says something eloquent, but he doesn't answer where he was. It's like, well, that's nice, Jesus, but that's not what I was asking about. And this goes on and on and on for over 6 years. But the big thing is that, like, the people left and they walked away because they didn't have trust in Jesus when the sayings were hard, when things got difficult. But Peter, and it's really funny because I've always read this as this beautiful, like, you are the one that has come from the Father, like, you are the Son of God. But his first question, the first thing that he says when Jesus looks at him and says, what about you? Do you want to leave too? And Peter just looks like, where else are we going to go? You know, like, he's just as exasperated as the people that left.
Yep.
But he has this relationship with Jesus and trust in Jesus. And, man, like, that is really what keeps me going, even in the worst times, right? Like, I could share forever about the things that keep me going normally. But, like, even in these really, really, really hard times, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, whatever, like, the trust in Jesus and, like, he's never going to leave me astray is what keeps me here and what keeps me going.
That's got to feel like a nice warm blanket, right? To where you know that that trust is there, and that trust is there, and it's never going to leave you.
I like you, live in Central Texas, so I'm not a big fan of warm blankets. But again, I understand what you mean by saying there. It does feel pretty nice.
Yes, indeed. That's great. That's awesome. And it's interesting how, and it's such a blessing that we have, like, say, John 6 that we could turn to whenever we feel those peaks and valleys, you know, whenever we feel like that. And it's like, okay, you know, our fridge went down, and it's not only impacting me, but it's impacting my family. And, you know, there's a hit and run, and you're like, you kind of look up at the sky, and you're like, okay, God, you know, can you kind of go to someone else now? I'm still here, and I know this is going on, but can you kind of move to someone else for a little bit? But, you know, we have the word here to kind of remind us of you know, the trust, and that it's never going to leave us.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I have a question for you to answer. Like, you know, Jesus, whenever he asks questions, he responds with questions.
Yes.
So I have one for you.
All righty, go for it.
What do you like more, fireworks or a campfire?
Ooh, fireworks or a campfire? Well, you see, I like them both, but I like them for different reasons. I like
Okay, which is more exciting?
Nah, which is more exciting? Fireworks.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. And what's the reason that you like the campfire?
You see, campfire to me, it's more sentimental. That's why I like it, because it reminds me of being young, and it reminds me of going camping with my brother and just kind of having those campfire conversations and just hanging out. And it's more of a nice, warm, fuzzy memory compared to an exciting moment, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So it's funny, like, when you ask the question about, like, how do you keep your fire burning, the more popular talks that I give is all about this. Like, oh, we're going in on this, man. This is going on. So, and I use these two things to compare, because, like, I love fireworks. fireworks are exciting.
They are.
It's so much fun. I have a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 9-month-old. The 9-month-old had never seen fireworks, but the older two kids absolutely love them, you know, like on New Year's or 4th of July or
yep,
whatever.
Yep.
So much fun. A lot of us, like, I know that I have felt this a lot. We want to keep our faith going with fireworks, where it's like we want the something that's exciting. We want to go, like, you know, like, even for me, like, things that have been really impactful, the big conference or the big reach or the big awesome, like, whatever event your parish is having.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want those fireworks, and we're living from fireworks to fireworks. But, like, what happens to, you know, 345 days of the year?
Sure.
Because the campfire's not as exciting. Campfire, it actually, you can keep the campfire going. And that's what our faith should be, right? Like, how do we keep this fire of our faith going? It's a couple of things. What do you need to keep a campfire going, sir? You're probably a better camper than you seem manlier than I.
We're probably about even on the manliness scale, I would probably say, just kind of from my observation of things there. But okay, what do you need for a campfire to keep going? You need logs. You need and so, you know, and I'm loving that you bring this up, because this is honestly right up my alley here. So the way I think of a campfire, that's kind of how I relate it to my faith. And that's kind of the whole premise behind this podcast. And the magic question I ask in the beginning of how do you keep your fire burning? Because whatever your answer is, I see that as like spiritual logs or tools in your toolbox, if you will. You know, there's logs, and, you know, some people have one devotion and they're in it 100%. There's that pro-life person in your parish to where that's all that's them. Everything pro-life is them. And then you have people that are like, for me, it's adoration, or for me, it's going to mass, even daily mass. For some people, it's praying the rosary every day. And for some people, it's a couple of different things. You know, that's where the different spiritual logs, and just like logs on a fire, they may burn out and you may need to add another one. That's one of the beautiful aspects of our faith, is that there are so many different ways that you can sustain that fire, that if you get into that valley with one of your spiritual logs, you can throw another one on the fire to get back up to that peak again. And that's it, it's just such a beautiful, beautiful aspect of our faith that I just love. And for me, you know, the beneficial part for me is that doing this every week is that everyone brings something different to the table. So I get to learn about all the different spiritual logs along with the listeners of what there is, and some that I've never heard of that I've been able to kind of research and incorporate and then throw them onto my fire. That way I can keep it burning further as well.
Yeah, for sure. You nailed it on the head, man. I love that you shared that, because it's like it's right up what we were just talking about. It's one of my absolute favorite things about being Catholic is what you said, all the different options that we have to grow in holiness, to stay into our faith, right? Where it's like scripture is one of the big ones for me. Like reading through scripture, seeing how God has talked to us. Because so often, like we say, or we hear people say all the time, like I work in youth ministry, so I hear people say this all the time. It's like God's not talking to me. And it's just like, well, first of all, have you shut up and tried to listen? Second of all, He wrote you a love letter. It's a really, really, really long love letter. It's right. In multiple books. Have you tried reading the scriptures? Like, that is God talking, right?
Yep.
One of my favorite quotes from Vatican II, especially coming from like you mentioned, adoration, and like me growing up in youth ministry, like adoration was like absolute coolest thing. And then it wasn't until like grad school that I heard from Vatican II that the church has always venerated the scriptures as the church has venerated the Eucharist. Because like the Eucharist is Jesus, but the word proclaimed is also Jesus, right?
As
like
well.
The liturgy of the word isn't a lesser part of the Mass. Both are essential.
Yep.
And so like we get to hear what Jesus is saying to us. Like that is one of the big things that gives me life.
Indeed. And there's always that moment too where you're in Mass and whatever is on your heart or whatever is on your mind, there's always that moment until we're like, wow, I was meant to hear that today. You know, whatever happened throughout the week that you had on your mind and on your heart throughout the week, and you go to Mass, there's times where it's like, whoa, you know, that this is like the right time, the right moment for this, for me to hear this message, because it clicks to where I may have heard that reading a year or two ago. And it's one of those to where, okay, I get it. I'm beginning to understand it and I'm going to process it. But for some reason, there's always that magic moment to where you go to mass and it just, everything falls into place. And it's like the puzzle for that week is finished. And the missing part was the scripture reading. It just kind of, that's always a great moment for me whenever that happens.
Yeah, those have been some of the big moments in my faith that I can look back on and be like, absolutely, God said that for me today. And like, those are the things that continue to fuel this campfire that we're talking about. And like, and you know, sometimes like maybe that's, you poured a bunch of logs on it. Sometimes you go to mass and you're just like, yeah, I got nothing, you know,
right.
But
right. I'm not feeling it today.
Still important. Do what?
It's sometimes you go in and think, okay, I'm not feeling it today, right? It's like, okay, I, you know, went through it, I had my heart into it, I participated, but there's those times where you just don't feel it, and there's times where it's like a firework.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's interesting because this whole, like, what fire needs to keep going is three things. Like, I'm not the manliest guy, but I learned this from the internet, so I think it's true.
It must be true.
Like, the things that are going to catch fire need to be close to the fire starter, and it needs proximity, fuel, like you were talking about the logs to keep going, and it needs, like, if you close it off, it's not actually going to continue, right? So the proximity, like, whether we're totally feeling it at mass or we're not, the proximity to the church, the proximity to our community is absolutely important, right?
Yes.
And then these fuels, like all the things that you were talking about, the scriptures and like liturgy of the hours or the rosary or divine mercy or whatever anybody's particular favorite devotion is, those are the things that are going to fuel it. And the sacraments, that grace is the oxygen. Like, even if I'm not quote unquote adding to the flame when I'm totally not feeling it, to participate in the sacraments and in receiving the Eucharist and going to confession, which is one of my favorite things to do in the entire world for some deranged reason. I love it so much. No matter what, we're getting that life still. And like, those are the big things to keep our fire going.
Indeed. Yeah, that's another kind of area that we have in common there, confession. That's my favorite sacrament. There's no feeling like praying your penance and being absolved of your sins and knowing, okay, you know, I have an opportunity to become a better version of myself than what I was yesterday. It's honestly truly, truly amazing to go through that sacrament, and definitely we are blessed to have that as well.
This is awesome, man. Good about fires that I may or may not be able to start in real life.
Indeed. So talk to us a little bit more about Forte Catholic and about all the amazing things you got going on there, because it's quite a bit of stuff there. It's not just simply a podcast. The more I look into it there, that's definitely one of the aspects of it. And aside from it being a podcast, this is like a legit radio show that's in several markets. Am I correct?
Yeah, so I got it started here at Red Sea Radio in Central Texas, here in College Station Bryan. I've had the radio bug for years. Actually, like you and I talked, like San Antonio and how we've been, like the parish that you're at is the parish that I went to adoration for years. Like,
right.
Small world, man.
Yep,
but
small world indeed.
Yeah, so Guadalupe Radio there in San Antonio is where I did my internship in college, because I was a music business and I had to do an internship. So I did it there. And I started, you know, editing stuff, making PSAs in the background, caught this love. So years later, when I moved here, have you heard the parable of the persistent? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of the lesser known parables, but it's essentially how I got my show. I was the persistent widow. I kept coming to our local radio station here once a month. Here's my proposal for my show. I want to do it. I think I'm good at this. Let me do this thing. Let me use the gifts that God has given me. And they kept saying, okay, maybe later. Okay, maybe later. So every month, kept coming back. And then finally, I'm still not sure to this day if they thought I'd be good or just so that I would leave them alone. They gave me a radio show. And, yeah, for it was live on the radio. and a podcast. Then a year, things were going well. They offered me a better time slot. And my friends over at the Catholic Man Show run a radio station up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So my show airs there. And I air on Cairo Radio in the Carolinas. So, and then obviously anybody anywhere can always listen to the podcast. You can search Forte Catholic on any like podcasting service that I'm sure you're on as well. Or head on over to ForteCatholic.com. But yeah, like, so that's the show. And then essentially here's what God did with me. He made me very good at a lot of things, but not great at any of them, right? So I can do radio. I can lead worship. I can speak and like, I, if we're being honest, I think I'm pretty, and I've put lots and lots of work into these. Right? I may or may not be the most humble guest ever had on. I'll let you and your listeners decide that. But I get so much life from traveling around and speaking. I like Making Catholicism Fun Again isn't just the show. Like so many times that like we go to talks at church and they can be boring or they don't really fit with us, or we go like you can go to mass and the music is absolutely terrible, right? So my job is I feel like what God has done for me and asked me to is to go bring the joy of the gospel. Like that's really what Make Catholicism Fun Again is awesome. All about is joy of the gospel back to our talks, back in parishes, back into the music, back into the radio podcast sphere. Like that is my mission. And I've been able to meet so many great people who are taking a huge part in this. People like yourself and just having a lot of fun along the way.
That's great stuff. That's great stuff there. How has experience been for you working with conferences and leading worship in that regard?
So I love it, man. I'll tell you a story about how much I have to love it because of I had a bad day right before a conference. Before I was leading worship and doing the keynote for the Diocesan Youth Conference in Sioux City, Iowa, which I don't know if you've ever. Iowa, just nope. Picture cornfields for days. That's Iowa. Okay.
Got it.
So I was trying to fly in the day before the conference. There was rain across all of America. Like it was like their slogan was make America wet again. Like it was just all over the entire country. And so my plane was delayed. And then they were like, okay, you're not going to be able to get on a plane today. And I was like, that's impossible. I have to be speaking and leading worship at this conference the next morning. And they were like, okay, there's a flight where you can fly from the city you're in to this other city, get a connecting flight there to this other city, and you'll get there like 2 a.m. I said, all right, let's do this thing, right? So then I end up hours from where the conference is. The mission director drives to come get me, picks me up at like 1 or 2 a.m. We drive halfway, get a hotel, go to 4, wake up at 6, go do the conference. I cannot tell you how much fun that. Oh, by the way, on the plane, my guitar broke in half.
Oh,
I get to the conference, find out my guitar is broken in half. On 2 hours sleep, my luggage is not in town, so my wardrobe was brought to you by Walmart because that morning we drove to Walmart. I bought all new clothes because all I had was the clothes on my back. And went to that conference. Dude, it was amazing. It was the conference they had ever in that diocese. So many kids, so much great stuff. I got to give a talk with the bishop sitting right there. And you know how, everybody knows how you're supposed to talk to bishops, right? You're supposed to be very reverent.
Yes.
Well, I'm a little bit of a risk taker, and I hadn't slept much. So it was around Halloween. And he sat in my talk. He was on the second row and listened to part of my talk. So I was like, this is terrifying, right?
Just a little bit, right?
He came up to me. Thing out of my mouth to him was, man, I love your Halloween costume. And he stared at me, and it was the longest 4 seconds of my life. I didn't know how he was going to react. And then he busted out laughing. He's like, that's thing. I loved your talk. I said, thanks, Bishop Nicholas. You're awesome. So, like, just crazy stories like that. Like life was changed at a youth conference. It was the summer of my going into ninth grade year. My life was absolutely changed, and I'm started my journey of actually caring about my Catholic faith at a youth conference. So like to be able to be on the other side of that now and try to impact lives of young people, adults, young adults, whatever, is just amazing for me, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Youth conferences are great. I cannot say enough good things about them. Earlier this summer, my wife and I drove up to Fort Worth, and we went to Steubenville Lone Star. I believe this was in June. And
nice.
We didn't go with our parish. We didn't go with a youth group at our parish. We actually went as exhibitors to promote the podcast. So we had a table there, a banner made, you know, swag to give out, and just spent the whole weekend talking about the podcast and interacting with teenagers from Texas, from Arkansas, from Louisiana, from Oklahoma. It was great. There was a ton of them there, and it was very loud, and it was very fun. It was amazing how loud they can get, but yet during adoration, it was powerful how quiet it was. It's amazing how they can go from praise and worship music, and Ike Ndola was the artist there, and just leading everyone and singing, and people are jumping up and down, and their hands are in the air, and they're dancing, and everyone's smiling and having a good time. And Father Mike Schmitz walks in with the Blessed Sacrament, and it was silent. And that silence, it was beautiful, and it was powerful. And those, it's moments like that it makes me, it's like, okay, we're going to be okay. As a father of two, you know, and you're a father too, and I have a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old. It's moments like that that shows me that the future of our church is exciting, and there's a lot more to come from the youth. We all too often hear a lot of the negative with youth and what happens, and we have these challenges that happen. People are jumping out of the car and they're dancing to a song now, and now they're getting run over, and people are
you love me?
Yep.
Are you riding? That you're never leaving.
That's the one. Kids are eating Tide Pods. People are dressing up like clowns. Who? There's a ton of stuff happening. But when I see those moments, or when I see a YouTube video from World Youth Day, and they're panning the coast of Brazil, and you cannot see the end of the crowd, and they're all silent in Eucharistic adoration, it gives me a lot of hope. It's like, okay, we're gonna be good. There's a lot of good youth out there that are learning and that have given their heart to Jesus, and they're in love with our faith at such a young age. And that's why I just love programs like Life Teen. That's why it's great that we have Forte Catholic out there with a radio show, with a podcast. That's why it's good that, you know, we hear a lot of negative about social media, about Instagram, and about Snapchat. But there's a lot of good out there, too. There's a lot of great Catholic Instagram pages out there that are great. And it's just all in the matter of where that attention is put. If it's put in those good avenues, you know, there's no limit as far as to what they can accomplish. And events like, you know, Steubenville Life Teen, it really opened my eyes to that. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yeah, I mean, social media and, like, youth culture mm-hmm. are the new world. Like, that's where the new evangelization is needed. It's where actual evangelization is needed, right?
Yep.
I mean, where you think, like, 300, 400 years ago, when the church was alive in Europe, and, like, they were, you know, they found out about the Americas, and they're like, we're going to send missionaries there. We've got to go evangelize these people. It's like, we've found all the land. Like, we've done all that stuff. We're not going to find another country soon. But, like, the new place like that is youth culture and is adult ministry and is on social media and all that kind of stuff. It's like, that's why I do the podcast. It's why I'm active on social media. It's because, like, that's where, you know, it's like Ariel, I want to go where the people are. Like, that's where everybody is. Like, go over there and then talk to them. Normal human being, and then you can talk to them about your faith.
Is that Ariel from The Little Mermaid?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're welcome, by the way.
Thank you. And if I woke up this morning and someone told me there would be a Little Mermaid reference on my podcast, I would have thought they were crazy. But hey, Tyler made it work.
That's the second favorite thing that I have in my head. The favorite thing that I have is I have this hope now that someone was listening to your podcast and we started talking about getting out of the car and dancing. Then I sang the song. My hope is that somebody stopped the podcast, got out of their car, and started doing the dance to you. Yes, that would make me the most happy I've ever been in my life. And I apologize to my wife.
Okay, there we go. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. It's it kind of makes you wonder what the next challenge will be. It's now everything is a challenge. I don't know why. There's a challenge culture happening now. Ice bucket challenge. You know, granted that was for a good cause. I get it. You know, but there's a Tide Pod challenge. There's a cinnamon challenge. There's this Drake challenge now. The Kiki challenge. It's, you know, why is everything a challenge? I don't quite get that.
What's funny is most of them aren't even challenging.
No, it's just like, do this, and that's it.
Yeah, funny.
Funny.
I don't know. Funny. People like competition, and I don't know who they're competing against, but it's fun. It's all fun. Well, the Tide Pod eating thing isn't fun. Kids, don't do that. It's stupid. Don't be stupid. The other stuff is fun.
Other stuff is fun. Just, yeah, don't do that one. Don't do that one. If you're going to do the Kiki Challenge, do it in an empty parking lot, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, if you're going to do pods, do podcasting. There you go. And there listen to John 3:30 or Forte Catholic. Boom.
Boom. That's the pod challenge that you should go to right there. Love it. You made it work. That's why you get paid the big bucks there, Taylor.
Well, you know it, man. I work for the church. I'm just swimming in money.
Swimming in money. Swimming in money, indeed. So, leading worship, speaking at conferences, radio podcaster, radio host / podcaster. When you're not filling one of those hats and you're at home, I know you've talked about diving into scripture and that really helps you. But when you don't have your Forte Catholic hat on, and you're at home and you're Taylor, what else works for you in keeping your fire burning for our Catholic faith?
Obviously, like my wife and my kids, like my wife is much, much, much holier than I am and always will be. Like, no matter how hard I try, she will always be holier than me because she has to be married to me. That is the most sanctifying thing anybody can do, is put up with me for the rest of their life. But like a huge thing for me, like, yeah, home, but like a huge thing for me is, well, okay, here's what I do at home. I was going to try to change, but one of the things that I love is actually another podcast, because I'm like a 99% auditory learner.
That's me.
So like my podcast, your podcast are talk shows, right?
Right.
But there's this, I don't know if you've ever heard, it's called Pray As You Go.
Yes.
And essentially it takes the daily readings. So I could be driving home. I could be at my house, like laying in bed, whatever, and I play this podcast, and it has beautiful music, and it reads the readings, essentially does Lectio Divina, reads it to you a couple of times, and gives you these amazing, thought-provoking questions in regards to the readings of the day. It takes 10 to 12 minutes, right? And I love that, because so often I can sit in prayer. I sit down, and it's just me, and I'm like, I don't know what to say, right? But when I have that guidance, like something helping me along,
yep,
it really helps me to, like, okay, now I can start opening up and there's some structure to my prayer, and I can really start, okay, what actually is on my heart, and start sharing those things. So that's really helpful.
Awesome. If I can throw one recommendation your way there, because I'm very much also a auditory person. Like, say at home, my TV rarely turns on. Like, we've cut the cable, we've cut the cord, because it's really, the TV doesn't turn on anymore. For me, it's a lot of it is audio. One of the many podcasts that I hear is PrayStation Portable, kind of like PlayStation, but it's PrayStation Portable. And that actually is the Liturgy of the Hours. So it's Liturgy oh, nice. Of the Hours in podcast form. And actually had the person that runs that and does those recordings on one of my earlier episodes as well. He's a great guy, and he's actually helped this podcast get off the ground a lot too, Dr. Jeff Vista. So that's something that I can definitely recommend your way as well. Pray Station Portable for you and for any of the listeners.
I just downloaded Evening Prayer.
There you
and
go.
I'm going to listen to it on the way home from the studio today.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Again, there you go. That's just another way to keep your fire burning. It's another spiritual log, if you will. Liturgy of the Hours, that's something that all of the religious do every day. And as lay people, we can be in communion with them by praying with them as well in doing so. And if you work a 9-to-5 and you got to go home and you have a family to go to, it may be very hard to keep up with the schedule of fully praying the Liturgy of the Hours. There's a morning prayer. I believe there's even a mid-morning prayer. There's a midday prayer. There's an evening and a night prayer. So one of the great things about living in 2018 is, thanks be to God, we have technology. Many different ways that we can do this. One of them is through a podcast, and that's what PrayStation Portable is. So that's definitely a great, great option to go through.
That's phenomenal. So now I have Pray As You Go for my drive to, and PrayStation, whatever you said, PlayStation 2, I don't know what it is. I got it downloaded. Awesome. I got it going on for my drive home.
Perfect, perfect. Yep, here you go, PrayStation Portable. And that's good stuff. That's good stuff there, Taylor. Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break here. I have a quick question for you all. Do you want to support the podcast? Well, you can. You can help the John 330 podcast by working with our sponsor. When you need to buy or sell a house anywhere in the country, even in Canada, please give Rob DeMaio a call. You may remember Rob from episode number 27 when he appeared with his wife Camille. He's an experienced, award-winning realtor and can help you find an exceptional agent at no cost to you. Think of him as your real estate matchmaker. Just call him, tell him your needs, and he'll connect you with exactly the right agent in his extensive network. You can call or text Rob at 210-488-1144. Again, that's 210-488-1144. Tell him you heard it right here on the podcast. Now, back to the show. So here we go. We're going to go ahead and get to our parting questions. Dun, 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 dun. So, Taylor, if you could have a superpower, what would it be?
I could have a superpower. It would be the ability to never get sick or lose energy. I could do so much with that. Never get sick or lose energy. Just constantly able to do everything that I wanted to.
That's awesome. That would be great. Just kind of like perpetual energy and perpetual health.
Yeah, never go to sleep. I want to die at some point because, you know, this world's going to get tiring at some point. I'm still enjoying it now. But,
sure.
You know, like, I'd still die at whatever day God decided for me to die because I don't want to live forever. I feel like I'd get bored. But I want to go to heaven at some point, or purgatory is where I'm going to spend most of my time.
Your wife's going to pass you.
I think it'd be so cool to just spend the rest of my life, and I'd have 24 hours. Day to do whatever. That sounds amazing.
Indeed it does. That's great. I love that. That's not something that's been that combination has never been mentioned before. You know, typically we'll get flying or we'll get, you know, healing, but say perpetual energy and perpetual, you know, health, that's a pretty good combination there. It's that'd be hard to kind of go up against. So who?
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like my thought.
Indeed. So who, Taylor, who is your favorite saint?
My favorite saint is Saint Michael the Archangel. That guy has done so many battles for me. I grew up in Saint Michael's Parish, so I have a very early devotion, and I say the Saint Michael before I go to bed every night. I love that guy. And he wasn't even a guy. He's an angel. So whatever.
Indeed. One item I want to pass your way. It's something that's kind of come into my life very, very recently. And I've been doing a lot of research into it and going to start incorporating it. We've all heard of the Divine Mercy Chaplet. You know, there's different chaplets out there, very similar to a rosary, but a chaplet is it's a very specific devotion, such as the Divine Mercy. There is a Saint Michael Chaplet as well. And
yeah, I heard growing up at St. Michael's Parish, but I think I've only done it time. Like, that's really bad on my part. It's my favorite saint with
yep.
me.
Yep. Yeah, so that actually, I meet with the group of men Wednesday nights, and typically with a part of our meeting, we pray the rosary, and we kind of all take a turn kind of leading. And next Wednesday is my turn, and I'm actually going to throw them a little bit of a curveball and not do a rosary, but introduce the St. Michael Chaplet. So kind of why I've been doing some research on it to make sure I'm prepared for it. And I'm excited to, you know, do that next Wednesday. It's gonna be great.
It'll be nice. We got to change it up every now and then, man.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we do. So before we get to our next question, we will say, St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. He is also my son's favorite saint as well. My youngest, my 11-year-old, St. Michael, is his guy as well. He has him on his pillowcase.
Oh, cool. We can be best friends.
Yeah. Indeed. You two get along just great. Okay. So next question here is, if you could describe how you live your faith with a hashtag, what would it be?
Oh, this one's easy, man. This is the easiest question you've asked me because I have a hashtag for how I live my life, and it is the hashtag of the show. We already talked about it. Hashtag make Catholicism fun again.
Beautiful. Hashtag make Catholicism fun again. That's exactly correct there. And that's such a great hashtag. It's what kind of comments have you gotten once people realize what your hat says? Like, I'm sure it kind of, people's eyes may kind of zero in on the hat, but then once they focus in on the actual word, it's kind of like, okay, I get it. Like how you kind of alluded earlier to the reactions you get, but do you have any kind of funny stories or anything that's kind of sticked out to you whenever someone's kind of come up to you and ask you about your hat?
Yeah, it's really funny. Like, actually, there's a couple of people that have walked up to me, like made a beeline for me, like with this huge grimace on their face. Like, they're so that I'm wearing this hat. And as you know, I know what's going on. Like, it's happened enough that I know it's going on.
Yep.
And I know the hat that I'm wearing, and that it makes, you know, the real hat from a certain world leader, you know, makes people mad. Close to 50% of the population, if we looked at how people voted. So, of times I've been people and I watch their face just go from angry and this grimace to like interested possibly to smiling and laughing, and like that is the exact thing that I am trying to do with Make Catholicism Fun Again. So often when people are listening to Catholic media or you're sitting in mass or you're listening to some boring talk, you have this grimace, you are angry, and then maybe you're interested and now you're smiling and you enjoy what's going on. Like, that's what I'm trying to do with the podcast, with the speaking, with the worship, is get the people who couldn't care less or who may even be angry or bored at the church, and let's breathe some life into it.
Beautiful. I love it. And lastly, what message do you want to leave our listeners with, Taylor?
Yeah, just to truly like recognize what's behind Make Catholicism Fun Again. It is the joy of the gospel. That encyclical from Pope Francis, like right at the beginning of him being Pope. Like, if you haven't read that yet, go read it. Like, it is amazing. It'd be something cool for you to do, not only to learn your faith, but you could pray with it as a devotional, just read snippets at a time. There are so many great things there. You know, like the famous quote, like, so many Catholics' lives seem like Lent without Easter. It's like, we have to remember that, like, so often Catholics are just stuck in their normal daily lives in guilt, in shame, in, like, in Good Friday. But the story didn't end on Good Friday. And unless the resurrection happened, on Good Friday, it was just another person dying, another prophet dying. But because of Sunday, like, that proves everything he said was true. It proves that he was God. So, like, Jesus came and died for our sins and rose again to bring us to new life. So why are we sitting here, like, living lives like it's Good Friday? Like, we need to recognize the victory that Christ won for us. And all we have to do is participate, is to follow him, is to continue to be a part of his church, to receive the sacraments, grow in our faith. Like, that's all we have. Like, there is no guilt, no shame, no condemnation in the life of Christ. Like, that is the absolute message for me.
Awesome. Well put and well said. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was fun.
Indeed.
I like talking about fire.
Yes. Yeah. Fire is always a good topic. It's always something to talk about there. That's great. Taylor, I want to thank you for taking time out of your afternoon and sharing with us what keeps your fire burning for your Catholic faith.
Yeah, thanks, man. I really do appreciate it. I've enjoyed your show. I listened to the episode with my good friends, Greg and Julie Alexander. So thanks for doing what you're doing. And thanks for letting me come on and chat with you for a bit.
Indeed. And as well, right back at you. Thank you for doing what you're doing as well. It's definitely great with the approach you have. It's fun. It's entertaining. And it's I'm going to say easy to listen to, but what I mean to where it's something that someone can look forward to listening to. And that's kind of what I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to get to a point where people are like, okay, it's Friday. There's a new episode coming out. So I want to hear who he has to talk to next. So thank you for kind of almost like setting a bar for me to kind of get to. So I greatly, really appreciate that. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Aside from the audio aspect of it, your website is beautiful. So great job.
Thank you.
If you did that, if you got someone else helping you, whoever that is, aside from Squarespace, you're doing a good job with that. So, thumbs up on that right there.
Yeah. It's one of those things that you got to know what you're good at and what you're not. I was not good at setting it up initially. Like, I'm the only person that runs it and keeps it going. But the initial setup was all a guy. I think he was like, he's an American guy, but he was like living in like Libya or something. Like, I don't know. It was really weird. he would email me, the time change or whatever. Like, I'd email him during my day. He'd email me 12 hours later during his day. So yeah, just got to find good people and, pay them a little bit and they'll make something good for you.
Indeed. So before you end the podcast, where can people find you? We've already mentioned ForteCatholic.com, but social media, anywhere else? Is there a info email they can send to you if they have questions, or how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, everything is at ForteCatholic.com, ForteCatholic.com. You can find links to everything there. You can find all my social media at that page there, at Taylor Schroll on Instagram and Twitter, Forte Catholic on Facebook. I'm on Snapchat. So all the links are there. And all the ways to email me. I'm currently still booking for the rest of this year and even into next year. You can find all the booking information there as well for your next parish event, your next conference event, your next school event, like whatever you have going on. Hit me up there. We can work something out, and I'd love to just come and meet some of your people.
Beautiful. Awesome. Definitely reach out to Taylor. I know I have some listeners that work at some parishes there. So as you are planning the school year and planning the next faith formation year, maybe something to consider, head over to ForteCatholic.com, and there's plenty of stuff on there for you to look at. He does some great stuff there. Take a listen to his radio show. That we get an example of what to expect. In John 3:30, we do find that he must increase, I must decrease. I want to give a special thanks to my executive producer for this episode, Dr. Jeff Vista. Thank you so much for your continued support of the podcast. If you're listening and you would like to be a guest, by all means, you can go ahead and do that. Just send me an email. You can do so at john330podcast@gmail.com. Or if you follow us on any social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, send a message to me. I'll be happy to correspond to you. That's how Taylor and I met. We met on Instagram and we corresponded that way to go ahead and get this set up here. So that is definitely an option. Thanks be to God, to technology. I can do this with pretty much anyone anywhere. I'm in San Antonio, Texas. Taylor is not. So we're doing this through the phone. Just a simple phone call. We have the ability to go ahead and record phone conversations, Skype conversations, or if you're local, I can meet you somewhere and we can record in person. Either way, distance is not an obstacle for us to record a podcast. So go ahead and contact me and I'll be happy to schedule a time with you and find out how you keep your fire burning for our Catholic faith. I want to give another thanks to Rob McKimmel DeMaio, our sponsor, and the John 330 podcast is available on Apple Podcast, iTunes, and we are also available on Breadbox Media. Go ahead and check them out at breadboxmedia.com. For us, you can actually find Forte Catholic on there as well, along with some other awesome podcasts, such as Catholic Answers Live, The Man Show, which you mentioned earlier. I'm also a big fan of them. They're definitely great guys. Love listening to their episodes, and there's plenty more that you can hear out there at Breadbox Media. Go ahead and check them out. We're going to go ahead and end this podcast the way we end all of our episodes. And that's also the way the Nunez family ends our time in prayer every time we attend Mass. That's by saying the intercessory prayer to St. Michael the Archangel, Taylor's favorite saint. So here we go. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Alrighty, Taylor, once again, thank you for your time.
Amen, man.
Alrighty, thank you. And everyone, thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and God bless you all.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.